You're up to the Mishnah.
Yeah. Starting Vovim Mabez. Mishnah says, Ben Tesh Shonim V'yomechad. Again, you have this boy, this Yavam, that's only 9 years old in one day. Shebu al Yavimtoi. He has beer with his Yavama. V'yachad kach bo leho. Ochiv. And then the second brother. They're twin brothers. Shu Ben Tesh Shonim V'yomechad. He's also only 9 years old in one day. So Lachar is Paisal al Yodoi. Because of the second bia, both of them become osa. So Drashi Paisala Yodi is the Pshat, to ever like Kemaimer Racha Maimer. That's the din that with Rabbonin, when a bia's cotton in the Yavama makes it like he made a Maimer, there's Kedusha with Rabbonin only. So the first brother first made Kedusha with Rabbonin, and then the second one made it. Tishneim Tavsimbo. The chivin, the boy he get Mishani, since he has to have a get, she has to receive a get from the second one, is Kram Beisoler, the chivin Shleibon Shubla Yivna. So since the second one also has to give her a get, and when he gives her a get, he can't make beer anymore, so that automatically passes the Yavama now to the first brother. So when the second brother, he would know he's also only 9 years old, he passes her to the first brother. Paisala Yodai. Rabbi Shimon Omer, loy poisel. No, you don't become poisel. Since the second brother is also only 9 years old, the second bia does not pass law to the first one. In other words, only the first one means something, but the second one doesn't even mean anything, even with Rabbanan. Less than nine is nothing. 9 years old means something, but you're not a godel, you're a cotton. Ben Teshonim. Again, you have this young boy, this cotton that's 9 years old. V'yomechot shabu al yevimtoi. He has bia with his sister-in-law. After the brother died, he is miyabim his wife. V'yakakach v'atzarosa. And now this cotton now is also boyol, also makes yibim on the tzarosa on the second wife. In other words, your brother had two wives, and he went and was miyabim the first one, and then he was miyabim the second one. Halacha is Paisla de Yatzmai. Since he made beer with the second one, so Lamaisa now he's not allowed to live with the first one either. Like he passed himself to both of them. He can't live with either one of them. He has to give them both eventually. I mean, he has to give a chalitza eventually. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Loi Paisum. Shimon says no. So Shimon Shita. A katan, the second beer means nothing. Since he made a beer with the first one, that's something with Rabbanin. When you make a beer with the second one, again, it means nothing. You don't passel. So therefore, he is still mutter with the first one. It's like he made maimer with the first one, and the first one he can stay with. When the second one, it means nothing. So Rosh says, now, Tanya, we learn it like this. Oh, Malem, Rabbi Shimon, the Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon said to Chachamim, that in Bias Rishayna Bia, Biashniyayna Bia. That's Rabbi Shimon's Svarim. I'm going to show. If the first bia means something, that's it. The second one means nothing. V'im bia rishayna ain't a bia, but if you want to tell me when the cotton made his first bia, it means nothing, so then the same thing, bia shniya nami ain't a bia, should not be anything. That's of Shimon Svara. So therefore, when the first bia cotton means something, but then the second one means nothing. So Manashach, the first one is always mutter to the Yavama, and the second one means nothing. Rashi says, Bia Shaini Ain Bia. The Kaimlam we learned before that Ain Biyacha Bia, the second one means nothing. Vavile Bia Shaini Kibias Inishti Alma. The Chivon the Shagegasi Sharya. Since he was a Shagig, he didn't realize it, so mainly he's still mutter to the first one. That's of Shimon Svaris. Svaris says now, Masnithna al Mishne is the Loike Benazai. Does not go like Benazai. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer Racha Maimer. Yes, there is a second Maimer of the first one. Bishnei Yevamin. V'yevam Achas. When you have two Yevamin, two brothers, and one wife. But V'ein Maimer Acha Maimer. But you can't have two Maimers. Bishnei Yevamos. On two wives, two Yevamos. V'yevam Echad. There's only one brother. If he makes a maimer with one, and then he makes a maimer to the second one, that means nothing. And our Mishnah says not like that. Because our Mishnah says when the bias of a test,
when this 9-year-old boy made beer with the first wife. So that's like a mimer. And then he made beer with the tzara. The Tanakhama says that he now becomes us with the first one. So you see, yesh mimer acha mimer, even by two different wives, with one yavam. That's not like our Mishnah. So kids, our Mishnah argues on Ben Azai. Because according to Ben Azai, when one yavam makes mimer on the first wife, and then he makes mimer on the second wife, it means nothing. Ein mimer acha mimer b'shnei yavamois v'yavam echot. And our Mishnah says not like that. Right. All the power that you had, all that you could do with your mimer, you did with the first wife. And you like pushed away the second one, you cannot make a mimer anymore on the second wife. So therefore, that's Benazai Svara. So if you made mimer with the first one, and then you go and make mimer with the tzara, it means nothing. You have now no power to make a mimer. So the Rabbonin, when this Ben Tes makes a beer in the Yavama, it's only like a mimer. So how could our Mishnah say this cotton, if he makes a beer with one wife and then with the tzara, he becomes also to both of them? That's not like Ben Azai. So the Mishnah writer. Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yemechot. Again, this Yavam that's only 9 years old. Shebu al Yevimtoi. He is miyabi miyazbiya with his Yevama. Umeis, and he dies. So Locheris, Chaletzis, Loimis Yebemis. Lamais and now the other brothers, all they could do is only make Chalitza, and they can't make Yibum. Yibum they can't do, because of Manashach. This brother now that made Bia, he's only a Kotan, he wasn't Koinah Midiraisa. It wasn't like his wife Midiraisa to say that now that he dies, there's a mitzvah Yibum. So Midiraisa, there's still Zika left from the first brother. Now since this cotton made Bia, that Bia passes that the other brothers cannot be Miyabama because of the first brother. So therefore what's left is only to make Chalitza. So that's the law, they have to make Chalitza. Rashi says, Ben Teshon of Yemechot, Shabu al Yevim to Yemes, is Chalitza Slemes Yebemes. The other brothers now could only make chalitza, not make yibum. Because really, this wife now, they are like two zikas to the other brothers. Because when this cotton made a beer with her, midiraisa is not kain her. Midiraisa, she's still called zika from the first brother, right? That's midiraisa. But midirabonin though, the bia of the cotton is considered like a mimer. Midirabonin is his wife. So when the cotton dies now, midirabonin she falls to the other brother because of zika of the cotton. So lamaisa, this lady now was falling to the other brothers because of two zikas. Midiraisa she's still from the first brother. Midirabonin she's from the second one. And whenever Yavama has two zikas, that's the din we had before, you can't be miyabima, but you're going to give her a chalitza. Vaita, the Mishnah says, what about Nosa Isha? Let's say he married a wife. Trashi Sheino Yevimtoi. Vala Yachin. This cotton now, this boy that's 9 years old, married another lady. So Midiraisa, the Kedushin is not Chal. Yeah? And he has brothers. Umeis. And now this boy dies. Harezu Ptura. You should know that his wife is Potter. There's no Mitzvah now on his wife. Because there's no Kedushin at all. In other words, when a cotton, a boy, marries a lady, there's nothing. Midirabon also means nothing. Midirais, a cotton can't get married, and even Midirabonin, he can't marry a lady. There's only the Rabbonin, the Kalacha, that a Ketana, a girl that's a Ketana, Midirabonin will misakon, that if a Godel marries her, the Kedushin is Chal Midirabonin, even without the father. But the opposite way, a boy that's a cotton cannot be Mekadosh and Isha, not even with the Rabbonin. So may if this boy was Mekadosh a lady, and then the boy died, there's no mitzvah at all. The brothers don't have to be Miyabma, because she's not the brother's wife, she's not the cotton's wife. What about Ben Teisha Shonav Yemechud? Again, this boy 9 years old. Shebu al Yevimtoi. he was miyabim as yivama. Here, there's a kinyan with rabbanon. In the case where your brother, the god, was married, and then your brother died, so his wife now is a yivama, and now this cotton 9 years old makes beer with her midrabbanon. Now there's a kinyan kedushin midrabbanon. It's like a mimer. So what's going to be now if this cotton is miyabim is yivama? Umishehigdol nosi shacheres. Now when this cotton became a godol, he married another wife, umes, and then he died. So look it like this. Im lo yoda esorishoina mishehigdol. If this cotton, what did this cotton do? First he lived with his yivama, and then when he became a godol, he married another wife. Now if he did not live with his yivama from the time he became a godol, so look it like this. Horishoina, his first wife, the yivama, is chaletz v'lemes yabemes. The first wife still needs chalitza from the other brothers, but yibum she can't have, because since the first brother, this cotton, was not really koina midiraisa, it's only midirabonin, so she's still zaka because of the first brother. So therefore there can't be miyabma, because the bi of the cotton passed her to the other brothers. So that's about the first yibumah. The first wife has to have chalitza now and not yibum. The Yashniya, but his second wife that he married when he was a godol, that's his regular wife. So when the brother dies, he was already by mitzvah, and he married the lady after he got by mitzvah. So the kedushin is chal. Now when he dies, there's a regular mitzvah yibum. His second wife that he married is his wife. So when the brother dies without children, so the other brothers that are alive now have a mitzvah yibum. So they could either give a chalitza, or else make yibum. Either one of the two they could do. It's a regular wife. Rabbi Shimon says, Miyabim liyeza sheyirta. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The brothers can make yibum with either one of these two wives. Even the first wife that the cotton lived with, the other brothers could also be miyabim. V'cholos l'shniya, and all you have to do is just give chalitza to the second one. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. In other words, Rashi, the less lezik shnei yavamin, uvonami polag Rabbi Shimon biarbach, and he argues before an abrachon also. And the mitzvah of the bee of the cotton does not pass on the other brothers. There's no psul of yibum of zika shnei yavamin. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says the other brothers could be miyabim either one of his two wives. Echad shu ben teshanim v'yem echad, whether the yavim is 9 years old, v'yechad shu ben esrim, or whether he's 20 years old, but shloi hevi shtei sirus, if he did not bring two sirus at the same halacha, he's still called a katan. In other words, a boy, when you become a godol, you need two simonim. You have to become 13 years old, and you have to also have shtei sirus. You have to have two hairs on your mokim therefore. But if you're 20 years old and you still don't have two hairs, your mom is like a cotton. You have the same halacha like a bentes. So the Ma'amar Rava, hod the Yomer Rabbanan. That's what the Rabbanan say, that zika shnei yevamin, when your brother dies and now his wife falls to the second brothers because of two zikas, as the first brother and the second brother, mechlat chotz yevum olay miyavna, that the din is with the Rabbanan. You could only make chlitza and not make yibum. So Gemara says, Loitaim, don't say, don't say, they only made that gzera when there are two wives involved, there's a tzara involved. They make a gzera mishum the tzara. So, because over here now, Mishnah, the leka tzara, there's no tzara. And still we say, Mechlatz chos yavum alav miyavna. So you see, clearly that's a gzera, with Rabbonin, that when you have zika shnei yavamin, like in our Mishnah, when the ben tes was miyabim, the first wife, and then the bentes died, so now she falls to the brothers because of two zikas. She's still zaka because of the first brother, and she's also zaka because of the second biyam that the katan made. And even though there's no tzar involved, still the din is you can only make chalitza, not make yibum. Nasi shemes. Tanin elonatan rabbi, we learned this already. That shaita the katan shenoso. If a shaita or a katan got married, and then he dies, umesu, nishusayem, peturus, mechlitzim, nayibim. It's not his wife. His wife goes out free. There's no mitzvah yibim, because she was not married to the cotton. A katan has no kedusha even mit rabbanin. Ben tesh mishigdol. Now, for the Gemara, v'yasa bias ben tesh kemayme begodol. Lachur, what do we say now? This ben tesh first made bia with his first yivama, and then he got married to a second wife when he became a godol. So kasher is v'yasa bias ben tesh. When this ben tesh had bia with his first yivama, let it be kemayme begodol, as if a godol makes maimer. V'titchet tsar meyibum. And now automatically sorrow should be potter from Yibum. So Mura says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Loy also bias bentes kemaime begodl. No, we did not make the bi of a bentes like a maime begodl. It's not considered like he made a maimer with a godl. Because if he made a maimer, Solomaisi is married to the first one. And the first one now to the second brothers could only make chalitza, not Yibum. So his second wife should be like a tsara to that. Should also have the same halacha. Only chalitza, not bia. Sakan, the Mishnah says, yes, she could be miyab in the second one. But there it says, he says, they did not make bia spentes kemaima. Shmuel Amar, no. Also, the yosu, they did make the bia of a bentes like a maimer. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechon, also the yosu, they did make it. So Mora says now, v'yasu tanoi. It's takam achlekes tanoi. Hach tana diyabachin gozru gozar mishum tzara. The Tanan are in the fourth parak holds that they do make exera on the Torah. The Yashrinim begodav uadim bekotim. Just like by Yavama that has two zikas, she's also on the brothers only with chalitza, no yibum. Uadim kotim, the same thing applies by Abias kotim. That if his wife falls to the brothers because of two zikas, zika shne yavamim, they could only make chalitza, not make yibum. Why did they say a godel before? They're talking about a godel. But our tana over here, the hochom, svirulei, that also they talk and made a bias bentes ki godel, ki maime be godel, but v'loi goza mishum tzora. They did not make exer mishum tzora. V'yashminin be kotin, they teach us by kotin, and v'uadin be godel, the same halacha applies by godel. Why the comma be cotton? Why does it say halacha by cotton? Did the cotton cause that we're talking about a cotton? We have blessed the Rama Lashmait the Beim Jordan. What does it say over the halacha in base medrash? For Yom Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan. He didn't say it over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So Shomer Rabbi Yechanan Nikbar. Rabbi Yechanan heard it and got very angry. Oyo Lagab Rabbi Ravasi. So Rabbi Ravasi went over to Rabbi Yechanan Omalei. Loi kachoy yamaisa vesa knesset. Didn't the one happen a story like this in vesa knesset? She'll spare you. The naga, there was a naga like a bolt. She ash brushed a glustra. A nagra bolted at the end had a big bull on it. She nechle kubar Reb Lezer Reb Yosef. It was a machlekes. And had a machlekes. At shekora sefer Torah bechamosai. That the mamish came to rip up a sefer Torah because of the anger. For the Gemara kora sefer tzokadaitoch. Eleima she nikra sefer Torah bechamosim. By mistake it happened a sefer Torah got ripped. In other words, when you get angry it's a terrible thing. Voyishom Reb Yosef ben Kisma. Omer and he said, to me, Ani, im lo yiyah beis ha-knesset as well, vodas kechovim. Since you're getting angry, that this beis ha-knesset is going to turn into a vodah zara. V'chein yav, that's what happened. So he meant to say, Rabbi Yechanan, why are you getting so angry, the fact they didn't mention your name? He saw the rik betfeis, Rabbi Yechanan got even more angry. Omer, chavrusa nami, that my chavrusa also. In other words, like, you're bringing a story about my Talmud. What does it got to do with me? I'm the Rebbe. How come they didn't mention my name? Tumor says, Oyla Gabri Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Yaakov Aridi went over to him. Omalei, the Pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, Kein Tziva Moshe es Yeshua, V'chein Oso Yeshua, Loi Hoser Dover Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. That what Yeshua did everything that Moshe told him. For the Gemara, V'chi Akol Dover Shoma Yeshua, Hoyoyim Lehem Kach Omalei Moshe. Everything Yeshua did, did he say everything I'm doing is because Moshe told me? Elo, Yeshua Yoshev Ador Rastam. Yeshua said over the Lochastam. V'akol Yoidim, everybody knew, Sheteros Hashem Moshe. That what Yeshua is saying over is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. Zir also, after Reb Lezer Talmidcha. Your Talmud, Reb Yechon's Talmud Reb Lezer, was Yoshev Ador Rastam. He's sitting in the base of Medrash and Darshaning. V'akol Yoidim, everybody knows, Kishalachohi, what he's saying over is yours. So what are you getting angry for? Omulhem, Mifnei Ma'iyatim Yoidim Lafayis Kibenidi Chavreinu. In other words, you're mafayis to me, like, how come Yechava couldn't say the same way you are saying? That's a good teretz. But for the Gemara, for Rabbi Yechonah, my time a kopet kulihai, why did Rabbi Yechonah get so angry? That his Talmud said over the halacha, didn't say it over in his name. What's so gefelich? He said over the right halacha. He just didn't mention his name. What's so bad? So Gemara says, the Yom Rav Yudom Arav, my dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Ogura b'yolech olomim. That Dovra Melech said, I'm going to live in Olech, in the base of Medrash, forever. For the Gemara, b'chiyefshele liyodom loga b'shnei olomim. Could a person live like, for always, in two worlds? Like even when he goes to Elam Haba, could he still be living here in this world? Eloah Madalach Nekorosh Baruch Hu. David said to Hashem like this, Riboy Nishaloylam, Yirotz